Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore. It's September 26, 2023, and President Biden went to Michigan today. He's probably still there, and he stood on the picket lines with the United Auto Workers as they continue their strike against Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors. And of course, you know, President Biden is running for a re-election, so all of us cynics would say, well, yeah, he just did it to get the votes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's a large part of it, but I think there's more going on. I believe Joe Biden is very sincere when he says he stands with the little man and woman. I think Joe Biden really means it when he says he's trying to make everybody's life in this country better. I don't think he's an ally of rich people. I don't think he is trying to make his own self rich or his own family. I don't think he's in it for any reason other than to try to help people. And you can say what you want about the president, but I will say this: he will always, always be one of my heroes. I will always have a tremendous amount of respect for Joe Biden. Because think about this. You know, once upon a time, Barack Obama became the first black president of these United States of America. He was the first black president. And that's all we talk about. That's all anybody talks about when you talk about the Obama administration, the fact that he was the first black president. But you know what? Somebody had to be vice president. I mean, it's a constitutional requirement. Somebody's got to be vice president, and that's for obvious reasons. You know, if something happens to the president, we got to have somebody step up and take the reins and guide the ship, as it were. But nobody ever talks about the first black president. Nobody ever talks about who was his vice president. And think about this. How many people do you know would be happy playing second fiddle to a black man for 8 years? How many people do you know would be completely content and happy and satisfied with being vice president to the first black president? It probably could not have been a black person to be vice president when we have our first black president. It had to be somebody white, and it probably had to be a white guy. I don't think it could have been a white woman. So we have Joe Biden, and I don't ever recall Joe Biden or anybody in his family or his circle ever, under any circumstances, disrespecting President Obama. Joe Biden was in Obama's corner from day one, and he continues to be in Obama's corner, just like President Obama is in Joe Biden's corner now. Joe Biden is a humble man. Joe Biden is an unassuming man. Joe Biden wants to make a difference in this world. Contrast Biden with Donald Trump. Think about this. Do you think Donald Trump would have ever been happy being vice president to anybody, let alone a black man? Of course not. That's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is narcissistic. He's selfish, and he's in it for himself, period. You know, this politics is really exhausting. It's really exhausting. It's really exhausting. But I always fall back on what I've said on earlier podcasts. What we need in this country, on the federal level, statewide, and locally, is we need leadership. And to me, a true leader is selfless. She does not care about herself. She only cares about her constituents, whether you're the mayor, the governor, or the president of the United States. Donald Trump ain't that person. There could be no worse candidate for president. And if we don't realize that now, God help us. Now, Joe Biden, on the other hand, yeah, he's old as dirt. No question about that. But you know what they always say, with age comes wisdom. And I've always respected Joe Biden. I will always respect Joe Biden, and I will always support and vote for Joe Biden. And of course, we have to remember, true leaders don't think about themselves at all. Justice for everybody.